This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Today is Saturday, October 28th, 2023. We are red hot and rolling. I'm at the biggest Halloween party in the Washington, D.C. area, and I still can't believe I'm here. Well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Oh, man, doing, I guess, pretty good. I'm a little bit tired.
Yep.
Just got out of my body today, and I'm feeling a little better.
Outstanding. Well, anyways, first order of business. Actually, before we start, we want to say hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Departments, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. If you hear some noise, I am at a Halloween party. I'm just as one of the members of the Sons of Anarchy. And I've also included some reality to my cut, but I'll talk about that later when we got time. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the men and women of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, thankfully, we have no names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. And in the news, the mass shooting in Maine took Israel and Ukraine off the map, or off the grid. Walt, you have some brilliant analysis about the situation in Maine. Go ahead and take it, sir.
Well, it's just my opinion on it. This character, he walks in to two different places and opens fire and kills 18 people and wounds 20, 30 more. And 565 mass shootings, that means, more than two people were shot, in any one instance in the last 2 years, 3 years. And I don't recall, creepy Joe Biden, jumping in and start telling Maine State Police or any police department that they better get this fixed or get, catch this guy because the guy was on the land. I believe that the Maine State Police knew what they were doing. They had the manhunt. They had everything going, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on which side you're standing on about justice, they found the guy dead today. Last night. And the worst part of it is you have, 40 different families suffering, some type of loss, whether your loved one was murdered or your loved one was come with inches of losing their life. Their lives will never be the same. However, I don't want to get into something that's really, really sticky, but, flying the flags at half-mast after every shooting, we might as well just fly them at half-mast every freaking day. That flag is supposed to fly high and strong and be only half-mast for, heads of state. And if you want to fly your flag at half-mast because you lost a loved one, well, go right ahead. That's absolutely fine. But to have the entire country, to fly their flags at half-mast, I think is uncalled for. It should be for the state of Maine itself. The county, the state of Maine itself should be flying those flags. And maybe, if Joe Biden is looking for votes, half-mast in front of the White House and at the Capitol. But, other than that, that's what I have to say about the flags being at half-mast. I'm not going to run out to my flag and put it at half-mast, today and then running up the flagpole again tomorrow night for a day. That's supposed to be for heads of state, and that's what I think about that. As far as the investigation that Governor Janet, whatever her name was, you know, she was a bit not dramatic. She was a bit over the top with thanking everybody for, you know, doing their job. Well, okay, it's a thankless job, and that's why they become police and law enforcement and search and rescue and such. And there was a news conference probably every hour on the hour for 2 days, and pretty much it was less information about the guy on the run and more about how good of a job that the law enforcement is doing. And that she was on and off the phone with President Biden. I don't even think President Biden knows what a telephone is, let alone talking to him 4 or 5 times a day. However, it's a Democratic governor. It's a Democratic state. And Biden is trying to make sure he wins that state next year. And you got the local people running for office, too. So that's just my take on that whole thing. It was, you know, a very sad situation. And, you know, it's not going to stop. I wish it would. But you don't need Kamala Chameleon jumping up and just repeating what everybody says, you know, since Columbine happened 25 years ago. And, you know, come up with something new. Instead of saying we got her, we got her, we got her, you know, what are you going to do? You know, you can't take the guns away from us. You know, the Constitution lets that, you know, not happen. The gun laws are gun laws. I obey the gun laws. You obey the gun laws. You know, most good people obey the gun laws. It's what you're going to do with the people when you find them. What they're going to do with the... So, you know, we got the people coming out of the woodwork in an election year, you know, about the guns again, too. And like Forrest Gump said, that's all I have to say about that.
Right, right. Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, here's something that they're not going to bring up. They bring of course, the 15. You know, that's, you know, it's like the gun did, not the idiot pressing the trigger. But also it turns out that the gunman, Mr. Card, was under mental evaluation for a couple of weeks during the summer. And breaking news here on 7Fire Radio, we got Charlie Liddell. How are you doing, sir?
Who, me?
Yes, you, sir.
What do you mean, me, sir? I mean, like, you and Walter, this thing is like Breaking Bad. Walter's talking about some creep murdering people and walking through the jungle, and you're like in a Washington party. Please explain, you two people.
All right, we'll talk about when we come back. Also, we got some super awesome news later this evening. Hopefully, you stand by to hear it. All right, coming right up, we'll talk more about what's going on. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, and our brother-in-arms, Charlie LaDuff. How are we doing tonight, sir?
Who, me or Walter?
You. Walter and I already did our greetings.
Good. Hey, Walter, how are you, bro?
I'm doing just fine, Charlie. I'm doing great, you know? I'm doing great.
Scoop, how are you, dude? You sound like you're in the middle of the, like, Poontang heaven. What's going on?
Well, I am at a party, a very nice party. Also, we're celebrating 19 years of the Political Cesspool. Shout out to James Edwards, and thank you very much for answering my email back in 2005. But anyways, let's keep this discussion going about what's going on with the shooter in Maine and the connection with the Alaskan.
No. I got to do this, dude. I'm sorry. I came in late. You seem to be, like, knocking them dead at this party you're at there in Washington, D.C.
Right. What about it?
It sounds awesome. Are you in Washington,
awesome.
D.C.?
Yes, I am. I'm at 2455 Alabama Avenue Southeast, just like last time. So the closest train station is Naylor Road.
How is that? It sounds awesome.
It is awesome, Charlie.
Dude, and I got made it.
Yep, I made it. What? I made it. Walter made it, too. Because without Walter, there'd be no...
No, man. Don't speak for Walter. He's sitting back in a shack in Tennessee, and I'm sitting in the suburb of Detroit, and you're living our dream, dude.
No, he's not. His Halloween costume is one of the characters from Brokeback Mountain.
I love you, man.
Nice. Thank you very much. I went far and wide to look authentic as possible because, you know, I am dressed up as one of the members of the Sins of Anarchy, but I do have a patch that says Filthy Few, which those in the 1%ers know what that means. Also, I have a patch in memorial.
Time out.
What?
Walter, yes. Bro, if there's a 1%er, it's you. Should Scoop be wearing some scary wear? Should he actually be challenging, like the mob? Because bikers are mob. I want to suggest to my friend.
He's probably got a post-it on his, and he wrote in 1%.
Negative. You know, I could have gotten the colors of the Hell's Angels, but out of respect for them and every other club, I refuse to. Also, there's no 1% patch on my vest. Anyways, from one James Edwards, laughing my took us off. Good one,
Walt.
Wait a minute, dude.
You said I got no illegitimate patch on my vest, and then we just heard girls scream. So what's going on?
Well,
is this working?
It's a party.
Because I know, but is it working
that you represent the,
what, the Sons of Anarchy? Oh, well, yeah, I'm representing 7-5 Radio. But it's a costume party. I'm not going to, I was going to come in as a successful talk show host, but I didn't know what one looked like, but anyways.
But that, yeah, that would be a lie. Yeah, you wouldn't know how to dress.
I mean, we got people here dressed up as cowboys and a table and Wonder Woman, and but they're not a table.
Brokeback Mountain party.
Why you gotta go there? You know, it's a very special and happy event for us here on 75 Radio. Last time I was here, July 1st, that was our best show ever. We had the three of us and Mike Reichbrandt. Unfortunately, his father is ill, and we wish Mike's father a speedy recovery. But anyways, this is 75 Radio. That's why we have Charlie LaDuff on and Walter to bust my chops. So anyways,
wait a minute. Let's be clear here. This is Walter's radio show.
Yeah, he's a host. I'm the co-host. Okay. But
well, let's just be clear here. I mean, it's Walter's radio show. You are doing the fun stuff. Walter is sitting there shitting himself about a life well lived and a life not so well lived. I'm doing that. We support you. But let's just be clear. It's Walter's radio show.
Okay, but I do the legwork. Who do you think came up with the idea of 75 Radio? Who do you think designed the website? Who do you think invited one Charlie LaDuff to our table and be part of the extended family? Who do you think got...
you.
You know, thank you.
No doubt you. No doubt who, you. You got so much to do with this. But
right.
Remember, man. Remember who to do this.
Right.
Yeah. You too. Yeah, for sure. But Walter, how come you're not invited to the party?
I don't want to be in Washington, man. That's Washington surrounded by a fence. They got the White House surrounded by.
You better stop lying to me. Stop lying to me, man. You could use some feminine company. listen to Scoop over there. Listen to the cackle going back there. And yet, I mean, you're lonely.
No, he's not.
I'm lonely.
Charlie, listen. This is uncensored.
I'm speaking for myself. I apologize. I'm lonely.
Are you lonely, Charlie?
Yes, I am lonely, Walt.
Okay, well,
I'm lonely, man. It's this fucking weird world, man.
Talk nice to Scoop. Talk nice to Scoop.
I
wanted one or two of those cowboys up there.
let me apologize out loud. I apologize, Scoop. If I was talking trash, I'm not. I'm just talking like a brother. You know?
But Charlie, that's why we want you. That's why we love having you on, because whatever we planned just goes right out the window, and we just wing it. And that's why I always tell you, you have an open seat at our table. I love you. Walter loves you, even though he won't admit it. And, you know, great radio, because right now...
Me and Walter got a problem. You know what? Me and Walter, well, let's do this. Let's work this out. I'm not quite sure about you, man, but what I'm sure about you is you're honest. And if you're honest, I can roll with you. Semi-legit shit I'm trying to run is I can't vouch for you, but if you're honest with me, I can vouch with you. And I think we're good that way. I really do.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Walt.
All right, great. All right. Hey,
Charlie, you're a good guy. You know, talking to you makes me want to have a tuna sandwich.
you guys, you know, the way you guys are talking, you ought to get an apartment together and move in with each other.
Yeah.
Hey, man, why don't you find somebody to move in with, man, with your divorce and shit and all yours? Come on, man.
Charlie, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. I got the Crip, I got Aunt Jemima, I got the Alpaca, and I got the Redneck in the same house.
Still?
Yeah. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
What?
And then there's you in that house.
Right. Also, well, Charlie,
I don't know what to say to this guy.
You guys take turns with that alpaca?
Why you gotta be that way? She's a happily married woman. But anyways, best show on the network, and all you do is mess with each other.
Must be pretty hairy.
I wouldn't know, sir. That's not my business.
Wait a minute. Something's left unsaid. What do you mean?
What?
Are you happy? Are you happy or not?
Me? I'm very happy.
No, I'm talking to Walt.
Oh.
Of course I'm happy. I told you that when we did the podcast and I'm happy. Of course I'm happy.
I'm not happy.
I'm content.
I'm content. But I'm not happy. Okay. There's a difference. And if you guys will call me. The minute I'm content, you call me up, you slap me around the face. Don't be content. And that's weakness. That's weak.
So you're content being unhappy?
Exactly, dude. God, you're...
But, Charlie...
It's unbelievable.
All right, Charlie, we're gonna analyze you. You are a Pulitzer Prize winner. You are a best-selling author. You have one of the biggest podcasts ever. You're still married. You have an awesome daughter, and you have fans everywhere. You are probably the most popular
across the land.
Oh. Back.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine authorities announced Friday night that the suspected mass shooter, Robert Card, had been found dead near Lisbon Falls from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mike Soschuk, commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, said that when the shooting happened, police responded quickly.
At spare time, a minute after those initial officers respond, eight more are there. Now everybody's starting to roll in about the same time.
All the victims' identities have been confirmed. Among them, the youngest was 14 years old, while the oldest was 76. Robert Card, a 40-year-old U.S. Army reservist, is accused of perpetrating the deadly attack, resulting in the loss of 18 lives and injuries to 13 individuals in a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions surrounding assault weapons.
President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasized the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place, mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. I'm John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging towards a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions persisted into Friday morning. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford. The FDA is releasing a safety advisory for six states regarding a potentially tainted batch of oysters. Harvested earlier this month, they were distributed in Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The FDA is strongly recommending restaurants dispose of these oysters. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
All right, we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Peter Scoop Stanton, Walter Yerkew, Charlie LaDuff, and our newest member of the family. Now, our show has been totally different from the get-go. Walter and I have been on the air for 5.5 years, and we've never met face-to-face. We've had a candidate for statewide office from the state of New York on as a guest host. So, and we have Charlie LaDuff come on to be Charlie LaDuff. But anyways, tonight I am very, very, very happy to announce we're going in a new direction, doing something completely different. 7-5 Radio is proud to announce we have the world's first radio spokesmodel in history. Her name is Daniela Rodriguez. She was on the show July 1st, and frankly, she's just absolutely gorgeous. And on top of that, her personality is equal, if not greater, than her beauty. And third of all, she gets my jokes. Daniela, say hello to the 7-5 Radio family.
Hello, I'm so honored to be here tonight, and very, very, very happy to be next to you, Pete, who I met through Eddie. Eddie's here too.
Mr. Eddie Huebner.
Yes, he's taking picture. You guys that are just listening to us right now, he's taking picture. You're going to post later.
Yeah.
And so thank you for the introduction.
No, Danielle, my pleasure, because these two gentlemen who I consider my older brothers, because they've taught me so much and helped me out so much, and they fight like me and my brother, I could say, oh, I got to get her on. Then I say, oh, I got her on.
Like, okay. Dormiendo, man. Come on now. Come on. Tell us something, Daniela.
So anyways, first question, Daniela.
Dame algo.
Charlie, silencio, por favor. Daniela.
Oh, listen to you, Mr. Spanish.
Yes, I took...
She's from
years
Brazil,
high school Spanish.
Portuguese.
I know.
That's yeah, that's what I was about to say. Everyone, when it's not just UP, everyone, when I say, like, I'm Brazilian, they say, hola, como estás?
Right.
Just, like, figuring, assuming that I speak Spanish, but it's Portuguese.
Right. And
it's like, where the fuck you from, Argentina?
Charlie,
where the fuck?
Language. Argentina. Charlie.
I know. We're on the radio. Yeah.
Oh, brother. Anyways, this might be... Anyways, like I said before,
John,
I was
the front door.
Guys, welcome to 7-5 Radio. But anyways, like I was saying before I was really interrupted, I tried studying some Portuguese. That is told you.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Anyways, but first question to Daniela, why would you agree to be the spokesmodel for 7-5 Radio?
For your charming, first of all.
Thank you.
No, when I met you at Eddie's birthday party, and I saw you there, and I admire your, I would say, because you just like, in the middle of the party, you left, and I was like, what that guy is doing outside?
by himself
on the table alone, and then me and some people went out. And, you know, I went out of curiosity, and you're there just, like, talking, and Eddie had participation on it. And I thought, like, that's a really commitment. That's a guy that I know. He knows what he's doing, and that's just amazing.
Right. Well, it was my gift to Ed. I met Ed at a function at Brian's Grill near George Mason University when I was doing the show remote via flip phone. He was a walk-on guest, and he just knocked out of the park. So, and we've met up a couple other times for a couple other reasons, and then I got in contact with him for, about a potential real estate sale because he's in real estate. And folks, yeah. If you move to the DMV, call Ed Huebner today.
He's so, the guy.
Right. So anyways, I said, Ed, I want to do my show at your party. He's like, oh, okay. So, and he came on and killed it. So anyways, I'm doing the show with Walter. We're talking about the sub that went down near the tent. And I'm looking in, and everybody's having a blast. And I said to myself, I said on the show, I was like, oh, I'm sitting there like some schmuck doing this here radio show. But then Ed came out, you came out, and it was a blast. I remember you just, here I am talking to Ed, we're having a great time, and you're, I'm like thinking like, oh, this girl's looking at my left ear. So I said, I better not suck. So, but anyways.
Yeah, I was right there looking at you like.
My left ear. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyways, so we're definitely, I'm very glad to have you. Walter's glad to have you. Like I said before, Walter actually put a thumbs up on one of my posts on our Facebook page for 75 Radio, and he never does that because I'm the one that posts all the articles and comments and what's coming up, show and you know things that's going on. Never ever puts it. But then I said, oh, we have Daniela Rodriguez joining the 75 family, and he puts a thumbs up.
Thank you.
Yep, and Walter's. Walter's tough as.
Thank you, Walter.
Walter is tough as nails. So, anyways, even though you're sitting right next to me, we're live on the air. My two older brothers, I still can't believe you're joining the family.
Oh,
but I am very, very glad you're joining the family. So, anyways, tell us how did you get into modeling? Well, first of all, where'd you come from in Brazil?
Yes, I am from São Paulo. That's a big city, but to be honest, I was born in Sorocaba. That's not too small city, but smaller than São Paulo capital. And I've been in the United States for 20 years already.
Right.
Always live in Maryland, so that's why I say that Maryland. I am a Marylander from the heart. But yeah.
How did you get into modeling?
Well, I used to modeling when I was younger in Brazil. Then I came here, stopped for so many years. Then when I got divorced, I said, you know what? I'm gonna go back to it, and immediately I got some jobs, and I started all over again.
Wow. And we're glad you did. But also, you're also big into physical fitness. Because during when I'm doing hit this year very radio show, I might be looking at your Instagram. And how did you get into physical fitness?
Yes, I am 2 times State of Maryland champion. And because I always was a lover of fitness. I remember being a kid. Just like long time ago, okay, I'm giving up my age right now, but just we didn't have internet back then, like long time ago when I was a kid, and just going to those, station that has magazines and see those women had the muscles, and I thought, that's a cool girl, and when I was 13, enjoy, I got my membership in the gym, and I never stopped from there, and I always was a lover.
Outstanding. And, myself, I used to be in good shape when I was with the police department, the U.S. Navy, but then I got married. So I said...
I know. That happens.
I said, you know what? Let me get back into shape. Now, pear is a shape, so I'm working on a pear. Right now, I'm an orange. I'm working on a pear. So...
I noticed they lost a lot of weight.
Thank you. That's again because of Mr. Ed Huebner. I said, Ed.
You and Eddie are doing great. Uh-huh.
Right. Well, especially now that I'm sitting next to you, I can't look like the fat loser slob that I usually look like. But I got to clean myself up.
You look great.
Thank you very much. And anyways, you look amazing.
By the way, I'm a cop tonight.
Oh yeah.
They are not looking. They are not seeing me, but they
saw you because Mr. LaDuff, I sent him a picture of us, and he called me, and then he said, "Let me talk to her." I was like, "Oh boy," I said, "Okay." So I said, if she doesn't hang up and run away, I said, she is 7-5 radio material. So, anyways, Daniela, like myself and Mr. Yerky, we're members of the New York City Police Department. Something we're both proud of. We have a love-hate relationship. They love to hate us and vice versa, but I couldn't believe you came in as a police officer.
See, it was between a police officer or a firefighter.
Okay, but, yeah. I was a firefighter in the Navy, a damage control
See?
Man.
It just meant but to be.
Anyways, we come back. We'll talk more about Daniela and then let Walt and Charlie talk. Hopefully not about me. All right. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
For an IT partner that truly understands your needs, Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Stanton, Walter Yurkow, and the newest member of the 7-5 family, Daniela Rodriguez. The official radio spokesmodel for 7-5 Radio and the very first radio spokesmodel on the planet. And, you know, unlike other radio stations, radio shows, I say, oh, we have this, we need a female, we needed this, we needed that. I said, no, Danielle is the second female in the family. Our first one being Heather Powers McBride, who was Andrew Giuliani's press secretary, who had agreed to let Mr. Giuliani come on as a guest host. Not a candidate, a host. But anyways, all right, Charlie, how you doing, sir?
Oh, you hung up on me. I'm offended. That's okay. I understand. I have a lot of friends.
The phone dropped.
Sometimes they don't like me. That's okay, dude. Okay. I understand, but thanks for calling me back.
All right. You're on with Daniela. Do you have any questions for the new family member?
In Portuguese or Espanol? Yo prefiero Espanol. Daniel, en Espanol es okay?
Yes, I also study Spanish, so I can't speak Spanish.
Okay, dame su nombre en español to primero, segundo y familia, en todo tu nombre.
All right, he just asked my name. My name is Daniela Rodriguez. so, but I don't blame you.
No, 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 Daniele, en todo. To the nombre segundo, your middle name.
Danilo Rodriguez, with the S.
Danilo Rodriguez, como el...
Charlie, do you have a question for...
Listen, Scoop, man, I'm trying to...
He's using his Spanish. I'm trying to work a relationship. See?
Hey, Daniela, did you see the movie Blow with Johnny Depp?
The movie Blow with Johnny Depp about cocaine?
Yeah.
It wasn't that good. I watched it last night because I got insomnia. I watched it last night. It wasn't that good, but I knew that dude.
You know who? George Young?
Yeah, I knew George, yeah.
Okay, but what does this have to do with Daniela coming to the 7-5 family?
I don't know. You just asked me to talk. I'm just trying to get a relationship going, bro. I don't understand why you're getting in the middle of
it. He's starting a conversation.
All right, Walter, let's try to pick this up from the top. Walter, do you have a question for our new family member?
Yeah.
Ask me
anything.
I get
furs in the background. Are those cowboys? Shadow.
No, those are not
my friend Scoop.
No Spurs, just people coming in and out.
We are in a nice party.
Okay.
Luciano Della Torre. It's one of the most gorgeous party on DMV, so fancy.
Right.
So it's really nice.
Yes, and I still don't know how I got in here.
To Eddie, didn't you?
Right. I'm saying, but I look like the help. Anyways,
you got to keep an eye on Scoop and how much he drinks, because in a little bit he'll end up topless.
How much did you drink?
I had one cocktail.
See, me too, just one.
Right, because I knew I was coming on 7-5 Radio.
Exactly.
And you know, I can't.
You're responsible.
Right. Unlike somebody else on this. I'm a cheap date. What can I say? But anyways, Daniela, these two gentlemen that's busting my chops. Right. Charlie, he has his own podcast called No BS News. It's everywhere. He's not. Apple. He's awesome. I love Mr. Yerku, who's because he worked in the 75th precinct in East New York, Brooklyn. That's and he was in the movie The 7, and henceforth that's how we got 7-5 Radio. But he was in the police department. I was in the police department. But we don't talk about it, experience we had back in the day, unless we do a news story that's pertinent to what we have back in the day. But anyways,
Daniela, por favor, descubre tu vestida.
He woke up.
Right. But anyways, we're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Right. Even though we got, Mr. Ledoff, but again, he is a Pulitzer Prize winner and a best-selling author. Yeah, I can leave it. But anyways,
I got people over. Fuck this.
Okay, he's gone.
What? Okay, all right, Charlie. That's what. Can't wait to bring it out, show you out. If you have something to promote, something you want to get off your chest, the floor is yours. You are part of this family, as dysfunctional as it is. Also, in the spring.
That's why I like it.
Right.
We are real.
Charlie dropped out again. Maybe he passed out. But anyways.
Maybe it's the liquor that he went to buy some.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He went back to the liquor store. But anyways.
Yeah.
New. Anyways.
I think you should.
You want Charlie back on?
Right.
All right. Well, you heard.
He's going to be mad because he's going to think that you hang up on him. Like.
Right. But, I mean, I don't want him to ruin the moment. But.
Oh, well, right. Well, no, you know better.
No, I'll tell you what. Say what?
He won't remember. What'd
say,
Walt? Don't worry about it.
Right. Tell you what. Get him back on. This is 7-5 Radio. But anyway, even though we're having fun with me, Walter, and Charlie, we do talk about a lot of things. We get to the bottom of everything. We researched it very well. Before he came out, we were talking about the mass shooter in Maine. And Walter predicted yesterday that they'd find him dead, which they did. And also, he was in, held for mental evaluation for 2 weeks. Now, usually when people are at mental institutions for their own safe being, in Virginia we call it emergency. Charlie, all right, you're back.
Why do you hang up on me, bro?
I think you may hang me. Is
that Daniela?
Yes. Yes, that is Daniela.
Por Dios,
right.
Por Dios.
I think you are the one leaving us.
No, right. Okay, you're right. See, again, the smart woman. Finally, they got somebody smart on here. Daniela, descubre part of me to vestida.
For me?
I don't know what he said either. Can
what
you,
you
say
wearing?
It in English? Oh.
I'm a...
She's wearing a policeman's uniform, and she's a boss. She's wearing a sergeant stripe, so
she
outranks me.
Always on the top.
A police uniform with the red lipstick.
Oh, you two guys.
Say what?
Of course, red
wearing
lipstick.
A police uniform with the red lipstick.
Yes.
Because I can.
Right, right. But anyways, yet. Folks.
Just make sure you keep that lipstick in your pocket. Scoop will steal it.
Negative, sir. Anyways, folks, you gotta check out my social media because the my new wallpaper features me and Daniela, and she had to take it because I jacked it up because that's what I usually do. I usually don't take selfies, but again, she is just a gorgeous woman, smart, sexy, hardworking, and she's gonna do great things with 75 Radio, despite characters on the phone. Actually, the character and a half, Mr. McDuff. But that's my money, sir. Not enough. But anyways, but again, I'm still in shock that she's sitting next to me here on the radio talking to you guys. I'll be in bigger. In bigger shock if she doesn't after the when the doors start playing, she don't get up and run for the hills. But anyways, Daniela, the floor is yours. If there's anything you want to say. You want to talk trash about Mr. LaDuff? By all means, go right ahead.
No. I have nothing bad to say. Like, I want to one more time to thank you for the opportunity to be here, to be part of 75 Radio. And I also wanted to invite everybody to check me out on my Instagram. My name is Daniela.
Right.
Not Danielle, but Daniela, D as a David, A-N-I-L-A, Rodriguez. RODRIGUES Nazi. So you're gonna know
Daniela,
a little bit more about me.
I just put that in. I just checked it out. There's like 50,000 of you. So what's your avatar?
All right. For those who have the same BAC as Mr. LaDuff, go to 75.org.
Yeah.
The number 75radio.org, and then you scroll down to the bottom. You see the world's first radio spokesmodel. And then you see beautiful pictures of Danielle. And at the bottom, you have a... Oh, crap, that's not it. All right, you see... Go to our...
I'm sorry.
If you go to our... If you go to our 75 Radio family, you see all the links.
Yeah. It's Danielle Rodriguez altogether _ motto.
Right, but if you go to... again, if you go to, like, the family... you see Walter, you see yours truly, and then Heather McBride, who has not posted a picture. And then you see Ms. Rodriguez.
What's your favorite American song?
My American song?
Yeah,
I have so many.
Huh?
I will say Singer.
It broke up. What?
You know.
What's your favorite American artist, singer?
Artist, yeah. Well, I have two.
Okay.
Paul McCartney is my, like, number one. I love to that. And I know it's controversial, but whatever. I will say what I like it. It's Michael Jackson.
Okay, that's fine.
Michael Jackson.
I know it's
what
controversial.
What do you know about Michael Jackson?
Well, I think he made
just,
a song or two.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Mexico, get out of the way, man. Hey, Daniela. What do you know about Michael Jackson?
I know about the songs. I love the songs.
All right. Anyways.
The artist.
All right. For Walter Yerkew and Daniela Rodriguez and Charlie the Duff, this is Peter Scoopstand reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Do not comply. Go to 75radio.org. See you next time, everybody.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.